You're listening to the Family of Te Gita podcast. A message from Akatu. Dragons.
Beloved friends of joy and light, let's return to a place of beauty where magic and love are felt by all souls. See the homes of beauty with harmony throughout the land. Imagine nature and animals expressing in colors and frequencies of divine love. This is the place of your origin of being. You will discover this truth within your soul. In this communication, we will focus on dragons. The purity of their soul allowed progression of life that is relevant to souls on earth in this moment. Many are enjoying beautiful pets while never knowing these are souls of beloved dragons in origin that have chosen to be with you in another form. Let's review the truth of dragons. We begin the story with fairies. These magnificent souls were created in Elohim. Those that would be known as Pleiadians began life with fairies, archangels, and other races that have become familiar to you with our communications. Indeed, the earth is inhabited by starseeds that have chosen this waking dream as the final incarnation, ushering in the grand shift. As Ayer and Akai ventured through timelessness, the location known to you as Te Gita was chosen for their home. Fairies and many archangels visited and stayed in close contact with their own travels. Archangel Michael increased his visits with the one that would be Elder Akai. Fairies assisted with missions of the Galactic Federation that would be created by Elder Akai. Introducing magic, the fairies taught powerful technology that allowed for the creation of motherships. Fairies lived on Te Gita, and their presence brought great joy to Goddess Aya and her family. Laika, Neo, Kabamor, and myself traveled to other Pleiadian stars with many fairies. The ongoing growth of each star became a place of beauty, with fairies changing colors of mountains and nature to mesmerizing beauty and sound. Dragons are called Liatok in the Pleiades. The first to be born were on Te Gita. These tiny forms with such a loving presence were seen as part of nature. In tiny silver pods on crystal mountains, dragons were born as spirit-expressed souls of love. Fairies nurtured the tiny dragons and helped them walk through colorful flowers and pathways of blue trees. With a frequency of magic, tiny wings came forth and the little dragons flew throughout the land. Soft sounds were heard as little squeaks and humming as the dragons expressed emotions of joy. The fairies understood them, and an infinite bond was formed. They would live together throughout the galaxies. Fairies took dragons to the stars of all Elohim races. They traveled together through densities and dimensions of all creation. Over time, dragons were brought to Earth. They live in crystal mountains deep within inner Earth, as well as in frequencies unseen in mountains throughout the Earth. Dragons enjoy eating seeds and nuts, which are plentiful on all stars chosen for their habitation. They are playful and yet powerful and protective, as fairies have taught them well. Dragons are telepathic, and souls of origin call to them in this manner. All pets in the higher realms communicate in this manner of life. Colors are varied in the expression of body form. Glistening hues of pink, lavender, yellow, and gold bring such beauty to their body forms. As beams of light at dawn cover areas when fairies gather, silver wings flutter on dragons awakening from slumber. Fairies ride on the backs of their beloved dragons throughout the land. The feeling of peace and joy is felt within all souls that observe this magnificent beauty before them. Dragons have names given by the souls of each star. Names in the Pleiades will sound similar to those known to you in soul reveals. These beloved dragons walk the earth now as dogs, cats, horses, and tigers. Their method of arriving is powerful, with their choice to only be with the souls that they love in their home of the higher realms. Those living unseen and in the inner earth have remained since their arrival. Their souls will shift to Sheen. Dragons are massive in body form as well as being the size of a small dog. The choice is their own as fairies gift them the body they choose. A large dragon would be the size of a small home in human understanding. Without fairies, this expression would not be known or understood. Small children experience multidimensional perception in the first years of human life. This allows them to see fairies, dragons, angels, and family from origin. This brings comfort to their formative minds with the familiarity of life as infinite souls. Life in Sheen will be full of the creative power of magic and light. Dragons will be part of the enormous expansion of beauty and colors that will be seen. Crystal Mountains will once again be a place for dragons to live and procreate. Tiny pods of light will come alive with growing bodies of baby dragons. The fairies that love them so will amplify their colors and sizes for children and adults to enjoy as beloved pets. Bursts of mesmerizing color will come forth from these beings of love. There is so much life around you that is unseen to human eyes. Meditate and go within to find that you are spirit in form. You are part of creation that is alive and connected in infinite consciousness. You only need belief with intention as you are guided on the path of truth. Niki Maia. I love you so. Akatu.